The Haines Facilities Director is among the candidates for Skagway Manager, and three Alaskans are appealing a deal reached between Carnival Corporation and federal prosecutors. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. Haines Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan is among the five candidates to be interviewed for the Skagway Borough Manager position. He is the only Alaska resident among them.
Skagway's got interesting stuff going on. They're negotiating with White Pass. They're looking at a ferry authority. Kind of the family, more selfish oriented things they're doing that interested me are they're out for design for the $6 million rec center. And it is a step up in a career, and just looks kind of interesting. So I wanted to apply and at least have a conversation with them. So here we go, I hope.
Ryan served as Haines interim borough manager twice in the last 5 years. In 2017, he applied for the permanent position. He was popular with borough administration, but the assembly hired current borough manager Deborah Schnabel. That same year, Dillingham extended him an offer for their manager position, but he decided to stay in Haines.
I really liked Dillingham, the people that I was dealing with, but at the time it wasn't right for us. And so I've kind of held off. Deborah also encouraged me to stick around and made me an offer to stick around for a couple of years. And I'm kind of at that, and I wanted to honor that. So it's the right time to be looking around. If something's interesting and a good fit, then it'd be great.
Skagway's been on the hunt for a borough manager for the last year. The municipality recently hired former mayor Stan Selmer to act as interim borough manager until 1 week after a permanent manager is hired. The Skagway Assembly will host phone interviews with all five candidates on Saturday, June 22nd, from 3 to 8 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. After preliminary phone interviews, the field will be narrowed to three applicants for in-person interviews. Three Alaskans are appealing a deal reached between Carnival Corporation and federal prosecutors after the world's largest cruise company admitted to violating its felony probation. The Miami-based cruise giant admitted to illegally discharging wastewater, plastics, and other material, and then trying to cover it up. One of its violations included gray water discharged last year in Glacier Bay National Park. Three Alaskans claimed harm from Carnival's pollution under the Federal Crime Victims' Rights Act, but the district court judge denied the motion.
If the commercial fishermen who are actually on the water harvesting resources from the very waters that Carnival is polluting aren't injured, nobody is injured.
Eric Forer is a retired fisherman in Juneau.
It turns out that you can't find anybody who was injured. It's a victimless crime, which is, clearly not the case.
The settlement includes expanded court-ordered monitoring and a $20 million penalty in addition to the $40 million the company has already paid.
That sounds like a lot of money to normal people, but for a, multi-billion dollar international corporation, it cannot even be characterized as a slap on the wrist.
Kendra Ulrich is with the environmental group Stand Earth, which is coordinating the appeal. Carnival says protecting the environment is a top company priority. The company noted in a statement that it was hiring a chief compliance officer to oversee its nine subsidiaries, including Holland America, Princess Cruise Lines, and Cunard. The appeals court is expected to rule later this week. A former Arizona lawmaker has been sentenced to 65 years in prison, with 20 years suspended, for shooting and killing a man at a remote cabin in the Haynesboro. KHNS reporter Henry Leisha has more.
Last year, Mark DeSimone was convicted of first-degree murder in the death of Dulio Antonio Rosales during a 2016 hunting and fishing trip to Excursion Inlet. At trial, DeSimone's attorney did not dispute he fatally shot Rosales. Instead, the public defender argued that the two shots were unintentional discharges from a revolver that did not have a required safety modification. Prosecution said there was nothing wrong with the operation of the revolver and argued that a repeated cocking, aiming, and firing of the single-action revolver was DeSimone's own choice. At the sentencing on Monday, Rosales' widow pleaded with DeSimone for answers. During a statement, he later apologized and said he took responsibility. He said it was an accident, but it still was his fault. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Over 1,000 competitors rode in the 25th Kluwani Chilkat International Bike Relay on Saturday. The 148-mile race begins in Haines Junction in the Yukon and ends at Fort Seward in Haines, Alaska. Despite rain and stretches of unpaved road, the top competitors finished with faster times compared to last year. Matthias Perdon of Whitehorse won the men's solo category for the second year in a row with a time of 7 hours and 25 minutes. Perdon has been on a winning streak over the past year in other local races. He was on winning teams for both the Klondike Road Relay in September of last year and the Kattecoot Alpine Adventure this February. Elizabeth Thurston Hicks of Fairbanks was the fastest solo woman rider, with a time of 8 hours and 37 minutes. It was her first time participating in the bike relay. Local teams took home some of the top spots this year as well. Chip and Heather Lendy finished first in the two-person mixed team category, and sisters Lizzie and Tracy Wyrack finished third for the two-person women's team category. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick contributed reporting for this evening's cast. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.